Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. So it is time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of amazing messages we are going to get for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So it is time for you to learn about the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Your voice sounds a lot better.
It feels much better.
Yes, you sound like Barbara. And I'd like to say that's just a nice, warm feeling when I hear your voice. And good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, as well as being certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And as you well know, I'm also a radio show host. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma, and at that time, she had a, you know, she took a little while, she got my attention, and then she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But I really, you know, feel that it is a divine connection, and it took me quite a while to realize that. But in, you know, connecting with Joan, she's left this door open, and others have walked through that space, and it has given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. As well, it has provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of people. Prior to these life-changing experiences, my background was in law enforcement. But I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force I now belong to, and it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. Okay. I'll tell you guys who I am as soon as I figure out what month this is. I'm writing a little thing on this little pad that I have, and I put down that it was May. And I know it's not May. And now I've got that it's September. Okay. It's August. Hello, everyone.
Yep.
I am the calendar challenged freedom and empowerment life coach, Barbara Grace Reynolds. Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. Okay, I help people to step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and a session with me is a place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love and myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of the page, and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website, so that's one of the ways you can connect with her. My Learn More button will give you more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There are lots of things that I've posted there that have resonated with me and my journey on my spiritual path, and you may just find something that you were looking for. Okay, now it is time for us to hear these beautiful messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing I have, Barbara, is I have a little prayer that I channeled a couple minutes ago. Jesus, please surround the people of Texas with your protection. Allow your spiritual presence to bring them comfort, peace, and strength during this tragic time. May your grace and mercy abound. Allow the people of the earth to be your hands of hope and understanding. Let those that have lost everything be gently guided into a positive direction that is filled with healing, love, and joy. Heal those affected with your blessings and allow them to continuously flow, helping to make this time of change less painful. Let this mess be filled with your positive messages. Lord, you are the source of love and goodness. In this time of need, allow us to be your hands, comforting the victims, bringing hope for the future, and rebuilding all that has been taken or broken. May your love be felt in our hearts and extend outward to all our brothers and sisters. Fill the people of Texas with great faith and keep them safe from surging waters. Amen. And after I channeled that prayer, I heard, do not analyze the darkness, instead flood it with light. And then after that, Barbara, I looked at today's date, and it is August the 29th. And I believe today is Michael Jackson's birthday, correct?
I don't remember.
Yes, I do believe it's his birthday, and because I saw Michael coming in, and I had this message that I had channeled. This is it. Thank you for remembering my day. My fans truly are part of me. We share something that most people will never experience. Today we are one. What a thriller to have so many beautiful birthday wishes. I want to rock with you all night. Love never felt so good. I can't express into words the way you make me feel. If you enter this world knowing that you are truly loved and you leave this world knowing the same, then everything that happened in between can be dealt with. Somebody once said, it's the soul that matters. Please remember, you are never alone, and though we're far apart, you're always in my heart. The world should be full of love. Love. Love is the most important thing. My heart and prayers go out to every individual. I will always remember the time we spent together. Your kindness will help heal the world. I am happy to be who I am. I am always with you. Let us dream of tomorrow where we can truly love from the soul and know that love is the ultimate truth at the heart of all creation. Please say I love you while you still can. You never know how long you have with someone, so don't forget to say I love you, Michael. And speaking of Michael, we have another Michael that came forward after I got done with Michael Jackson. We had Archangel Michael come in. I never know what's going on, Barbara. And it's just so funny because I laugh because I channeled a message from Michael Jackson, you know, like shortly after he had passed, and an angel friend had asked, well, can I have a message from Michael? And I'm thinking, okay, I'll try. Well, I channeled a message from Michael, and it was filled, Michael Jackson, it was filled with all his songs, and they read the whole message, they loved it, and they still thought it was Archangel Michael. So I just laughed, and I said, if you read it again, you'll see all the songs and everything. Like he did, you know, his messages contained all his songs and lyrics and everything. I said, that was Michael Jackson. So I laugh whenever, you know, I try to say these messages. But we do have Archangel Michael. He waited till Michael Jackson, you know, got done with his message, and he's now joining us. And as he's joining us, just please just, you know, feel the atmosphere, and you may actually see a blue light begin to fill the room. And this is a feeling of safety and protection that's coming over all of us. As well, you may feel that incredible sense of warmth. And in doing so, you're no longer afraid. You're not worried. Archangel Michael is speaking to you about all your concerns and everything that has been weighing heavily upon your mind. You can now confide in him, and you'll begin to feel lighter. What you resonated with previously may seem to be changing. You feel as though you're taking weeds out of a beautiful garden. And Archangel Michael is reassuring you that everything's okay. All is well. He asks you to live and speak your truth. He eases your mind, and you realize these are choices that you have to make. There are no mistakes. You must trust now that your soul is guiding you in the right direction. Everything is changing. You feel as though you're going through a stage of rebirth. Archangel Michael is illuminating your path and revealing some of the beautiful changes that lay ahead. He asks that you start blessing the small miracles that you are seeing and that they in turn will turn into bigger miracles. He continues by saying that you should savor every moment and find joy in every step of your journey. He now reveals that your purpose on earth is to be felt very deeply within your soul. He sees how much you love what you are doing as well as your passion. He asks that you remain focused on your desires. He is also reminding you that you are walking in your truth and you are fulfilling your soul's destiny. Archangel Michael asks that you continuously embrace the beautiful positive energy he now surrounds you with, and he assures you that all your needs will be provided for as you move forward on your path. Archangel Michael walks beside you, stating, "Beloveds, there is nothing to fear." He now hands you a beautiful sword, and it represents protection and guidance. And is also symbolic of courage. He reassures you that the sword will not only provide protection, it will give you the confidence to continue forward on your journey. He asks that you release any lingering fear that you have and give it to him at this time. He assures you that he is guiding you now and always. He is wrapping a beautiful golden light around you, and it contains amazing, positive, and protective energy. You feel this beautiful light as it begins to surround you, and it fills your body and continues outward until it now fills the entire room, your house. It goes outward. It engulfs the universe. You embrace Archangel Michael's energy, and you bask in its magnificence. You now feel electrically charged. You are able to see now the journey that awaits you, and it helps you to live your truth. You have the confidence needed to fulfill your passion as well as your soul purpose. You are no longer afraid. You have an inner knowing that this is a transitional phase and everything's going to be okay. Archangel Michael is reminding you to continue to take action and do things that will help to fulfill your soul's purpose. He is letting you now know that when you have an idea about moving forward or when you are connecting with like-minded people, this is him nudging you along your path. He asks that you take time every day to connect with the angels as they speak softly to you, and they too help to guide you in the right direction. Your divine team is going to send messages, and all you have to do is listen. When you don't take action, you're also making a choice that everything is going to remain the same. Again, there are no wrong choices. Some choices guide us a little bit more quickly down our chosen path. But Michael assures you, as you take small steps in the right direction, those steps are going to lead to bigger choices that are going to help you to fulfill your soul's mission. Please believe, I am always with you, beloved ones. I am here for you. I am continuously by your side. He is confident in saying you can do this. He is letting you know that each day, you know, during meditation, this will help to listen to what your soul is longing for. And Michael will be there and give you advice to help you to remain on your path. He is affirming that as you continue to trust your instincts, you will live and fulfill your soul's purpose. He proclaims that the world is ready for you, and he will guide you every step of the way. He joyfully speaks to you and says, let's do this now, and let's do this together. You embrace Michael's love and energy. He suggests that whenever someone's words or actions affect you negatively, just send loving, healing energy in return. Just send love. Also remember to send love to yourself too. The more love you send to the world, the more love will come back in return. Archangel Michael's message is one of unconditional love because, as we know, love is all there is. He now bends down and gives you a gentle hug, wrapping his beautiful wings around you, and he expresses how happy he is to be sharing this beautiful message with you. He tells you, beloved ones, you are making a difference, so please stay on the path that you are on and continue taking action. And watch as miracles unfold. Your soul is ready for this new journey. He communicates that he is so filled with love in his heart and so grateful that you are choosing to fulfill your soul's purpose. And he is slowly now fading away and telling you that you are love. The beautiful light that he has still embraces you and remains with you. But Archangel Michael waves goodbye for now. And Barbara, those were my messages, and they all came within minutes before the show.
Well, those are wonderful messages. I'm so glad you chose to receive them.
Yes, thank you.
Here's what Jesus wants to say to everybody right now. Beloved ones, we know that many of you are concerned about conditions of people whose homes have flooded, and you're seeing all sorts of negativity around this situation. We want you to know that your power is in your light. So when you are sending energy to any situation, big or small, make sure you are sending the energy of love. We know that so many of you are thinking, okay, I am sending love to these poor people. They are destitute. They are homeless. They are whatever else you are saying about them. Make sure that when you are speaking of the people that you are sending love to, you are speaking of them in a loving way. because that is the energy you are sending. So if you are sending the energy that says that they are destitute, they are tragic, it is so horrible, it is horrendous, that is not positive energy. We know that in some situations it's difficult to come up with a positive image. But everything that happens is actually neutral. You are the ones who decide whether it's good or bad. So you could send love to these people who are experiencing a transition in their lives, because that is what they are experiencing. They are being given an opportunity to make changes. And yes, it is an opportunity. But you can see how if you are saying that they are in a transition, they have opportunities, they are changing, that feels so much lighter, so much more loving than they are tragic, they are victims, and all of that other negativity that people tend to put out there. Your power is in your light. Send your light to those that you wish to send your light to. Send it to them so that they can make the best choices. Send it to them so that they can be at peace with the situation. Send it to them so that they know that they are loved. That will bring them the energy that will allow them to move forward with their lives much more quickly and easily than seeing them as victims, seeing it all as a horrible situation. Don't make them have to work their way through all of the negative energy in order to experience the positive energy. Send them the light, the love. When we are sending the love to these people that so many of you are praying for, we are seeing that they are beautiful beings of light. And we are giving them even more courage than they have, than they ever knew that they could have. And we are sending them insights into how to best handle the situation. We are not rescuing them. They don't need to be rescued. They are powerful beings of light who are making choices. Let go of the whole victim mentality. It does not bring people the love and courage and power that you are trying to send to them. Make sure you are coming from the light within you and sending that love, that light that is coming to you from the Creator to these people in these situations. And you'll notice that I said people in situations because that's what they are. So if you want to pray for them, then you can simply ask that the people in Texas, in whatever situations they are going through, are being given more and more love, more and more guidance, more and more of an understanding of how they can improve their lives as they go through this situation. You see, that was not negative at all. The people did not have to become victims. They did not have to go through horrible, horrible things in order to receive anything. And you also didn't restrict it just to the people who have homes that are flooded or whatever is going on. Be open when you are asking. Be the light that you are. Send the love that you are. This is part of the awakening of the world, so that people can find a different way of connecting, of sharing, of loving, one that empowers everyone. And that has the greatest good. We thank each and every one of you for caring for others. It is wonderful that you are so compassionate and so loving. And we want to help you to become even more compassionate and loving, and to share more and more love with those that you wish to share it with. Be the love that you are. And this is how you can be that love. We are here for you. And we are sending lots and lots of love to everyone, because everyone deserves it. Okay, that was his message.
Oh, beautiful. Barbara, I wanted to just see if Jesus could come in once more. With everything going on in Texas and everything, and just worldwide events and everything, I'm getting that, you know, this is all about change. It's, you know, it's about evolution, it's about change and everything. I've had different people, you know, when I say God is love, and they just, like, responded, like, very viciously and negatively. How is God love when he's allowing, like, he's doing this to all these, you know, to everybody? And I said, God isn't doing this. You know, could Jesus come in and, you know, just give a little maybe insight in regard to, you know, what's going on in Texas and maybe, like, the world right now?
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Here's what he wants to say about that. Hold on. I have a little excess drainage occasionally. Okay, here we go. Beloved ones, God is love. Many of you have problems with that because you don't actually understand what love is. Love is unconditional acceptance. Love does not judge. When the Creator looks down on the world or up on the world or however you see the Creator looking at the world, the Creator doesn't see that there's anything wrong, because there isn't anything wrong. People are going through situations that they are going through. Everyone is going through a situation. Everyone, always, in every moment. People judge situations. They look at them and decide, oh my gosh, that's horrible, that's wrong. Or they look at it and go, oh, that's wonderful, that's beautiful. The Creator does not do that. The Creator simply sees that people are going through situations. And as a result of going through the situations, whatever the situation is, they have an opportunity to evolve, to become more and more light, more and more loving, more and more of who they truly are. So when people look at the world and see that this is wrong and that is wrong and that is wrong, and why isn't God doing anything about it? God looks at the situation and sees that everything is fine. God does not want to control you. That is not why you are here. If God were to decide, okay, this situation is really bad, somebody needs to fix this, and I'm going to fix it for everybody, you would be amazed at how many people would have an issue with that, because they don't want their lives controlled. So do not ask the Creator to control you. Do not ask the Creator to control the world. Everyone is given opportunities to grow. And some of those opportunities are bigger than other opportunities. And just because it's something that you consider to be horrendous or horrible does not mean that there's anything wrong with it. That is your perception. That is not the Creator's. The Creator looks upon this world with unconditional love, total acceptance of exactly what is. The Creator does not see that anything needs to be fixed. The Creator does not create situations where something bad is going to happen to anyone. Everything that occurs, every situation, is based in the energy of the people who are involved. Now, I'm not saying that people sat there and decided that they wanted to have a hurricane and flooding, but it may be that there were many people who decided that they needed to change, but they didn't know how. They were comfortable in what they had, and they needed something big to give them a push. Everything that happens, happens for the highest good. Everything that happens, happens for the highest good. Everything that happens, happens for the highest good. And every situation brings many different opportunities. And people decide how they are going to perceive situations, what opportunities they are going to accept. That is your free will. And the Creator does not ever want to take that away from you. So when something happens, don't look for someone to blame. There is no blame. It's just a situation. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Beautiful. Thank you so, so much, Barbara.
I don't know if you can remember that to tell people, but...
Yes, right? My goodness.
All right. So we will go now to our callers, and let's see. We have a caller from area code 908. Hi, who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Caroline from New Jersey.
Hello, Caroline. How are you?
I'm terrific. How are you, ladies? You both sound great, by the way. That was lovely.
Thank you.
Oh, lovely messages. You know, we need that. You know, I was a little hyper before, and then I just, like, it was so soothing listening to both of you. So thank you. It's like a meditation, you know. So thank
you.
Thank you. Lovely. You make everybody happy, by the way, you know, like soothing and so calming, you know. So that brings joy to our souls. So beautiful. Thank you. So I have a question. And I have an opportunity to have two potential investors for some of my projects, for my business. And the second one just came in. You know, I had one in mind, you know, thinking this was it. But I always felt it'd be another one. And lo and behold, there he is. I have a second one. And I'd like to see what you see for this. Which one do you see being in alignment of the way I work, and these are spiritual, you know, projects that I'm working on.
Okay.
Okay. This is DC. Can I have your name again?
It's Caroline.
Caroline. Okay. Now you do have free will. Okay. So we're,
yes,
you know, we're not here to say, you know, pick number one or pick number two, because that's not really,
yes,
you know, what we're here to do. But I did,
yes,
I do lean more towards the first opportunity is what I was getting. But with that being said, you have the angels of abundance. They're with you right now. And they're,
yes,
helping you to manifest everything that you're wanting into your physical reality.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I'm getting, you know, like, connecting with us was good because you said it was sort of like a meditation, and meditations are really helpful. I'm getting, even just getting outside, you know, amongst nature and getting a little bit more exercise, that's going to help you too. It's going to open up the channel so that you could really, you know, be able to see things a little bit more clearly. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also getting around you, you know, you've got to, you, I don't know, you have so much going on. I feel like you need some earthly assistance as well, is what the angels are showing me, Carol.
Yes.
And
I'm thinking of my daughter. Is she, like, in a better frame of mind to do this? Because I asked her at the beginning, a couple months ago, and she, you know, whatever, you know, maybe she wasn't ready at the time, you know, and I didn't have anything going on yet. So do you feel like I want my children to be part of my business, you know? I only have two, and that's the plan that I have.
Yeah, I'm getting it's probably the same as before, because this is the time for you. This is about you following your dreams. And
yes,
no matter what's going on around you, you can't let that interfere with your dreams.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you have everything you need to really, you know, to be where you want to be, and you are going to create the reality that you so desire. Okay? And Caroline, at this time especially, like I said, watch your words, because your words are very powerful right now.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm getting, like, I'm seeing, like, any kind of, like, difficulties, money difficulties even, everything is just going to fade away for you. Okay,
good.
So I would put, like, positive little those sticky notes all over the place that, you know, I am filled with abundance, and just, like, beautiful, beautiful positive sayings, okay? I don't know if you're trying to get money to somehow fund your project.
Yeah, well, that
but
was
I'm,
my question.
The money I'm getting, partnerships, and other funding too, like not just from partnerships, but other funding is what I'm getting. So you are being divinely inspired.
Oh.
So it's not
that.
Just like a partner. There's going to be other ones, and I don't know, like, have you ever thought of maybe even like GoFundMe or something, like some different ones like that as well?
I thought about it, but it's a very difficult kind of concept. And those angel investors, they're far, you know, they're no longer kind of around too much, because during, you know, the last 5 years, a lot of them lost.
There are,
you know,
groups of people that are around, and you just have to invite the angels in and have the courage to present what you have, okay?
Mm-hmm. I thought about it already. But I
angels are waiting for you to ask for help, hon, because they're saying, Caroline, we're here, we want to help you, but you've got free will, so ask us.
I do, every day.
Okay, and they're just, you know, ask, and you'll co-create everything that you want. Okay, and I'm getting you might need a little bit more organization, okay?
Yeah, I need a helper.
Well, ask for that helper to come in and to help you with that as well. And stay optimistic. Mm-hmm. Mother Mary is asking that you stay optimistic. You've got to expect all good to come to you. There's going to be many blessings, and you don't have to know how the good comes. Just be open to receiving it.
Yeah.
Okay? Be grateful and, you know, and allow God to come in and show you, you know, this situation through different eyes, okay, through the eyes of love. And you're going to see, you know, how you can create things in a different manner as well, Caroline, okay? But I do feel like partnership is only part of it, okay? And you've got to just be open to other ways that money is going to come in, okay?
Yeah.
And
I'm
getting
open
as well, like, just watch, because I'm seeing too, like, around the people that you connect with, you're really sensitive to energy.
Yes.
You've
got to
watch with that. Yes. So you just got to watch, you know, and you've got to have, like, those healthy boundaries around you. So you can be nice to people, but you also have to be assertive as well. And just lovingly speak your truth, Caroline, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it is going to happen. And like I said, it's, you know, it's going to happen in many forms. Partnership is just going to be one part of it. And I'm seeing, like, look, you know, like horseshoes and clovers all around. So there's a lot of, you have a lot of good luck in regard to the situation.
Wow. That's
okay.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Just, you know, allow all this good to come to you, and you're going to see as a, you know, the doors of prosperity are going to open wide, hon, okay?
Thank you. Wow, sounds beautiful.
Make a gratitude list if you don't have one and add to it every day. Because when we're grateful and we count our blessings, it's just saying to the universe, you know, like, we're open to receiving more, okay?
Okay.
And it's just like a big magnet. It's going to attract more and more into your life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Makes lots of sense.
But I'm seeing as well, you're going on the spiritual journey, Caroline, as well as, you know, doing the earthly aspect of it. Okay? So this is a time, you know, of self-discovery. And I'm getting, you know, like you might need someone to come in and help you with in that area as well. And we can call upon Archangel Raziel. And he's our, you know, he's our wise sage that's going to come in, and he's going to help you. And also bring up some of those past life memories that you have within that could actually help, you know, to bring some, I guess, information that will help you in this lifetime.
It's coming in, by the way. Stuff from the prior lifetimes. It's coming in. And dreams as well. You know, it's like my dreams are like they give me messages. You know, or people that it makes, I get, once I wake up, I apply that information. Oh, I've done this before. You know, like I've done this before. I've been here before. I've done exactly what I'm doing today. I've done it in another lifetime. And I saw myself, this is so cute, I saw myself in a dream doing what I'm doing today with the stage stuff. With white pants on. Is that in the future?
Awesome.
White. I'm looking at myself in the dream. I'm in this dream, active. And then I'm looking at myself with white, skinny, white pants, you know, those skinny jeans. And that's exactly what I just bought lately. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, I have a dream about this. Isn't that neat? Whatever it means.
So I'm getting around you, though. Be careful because there's someone around you, like in this whole, you know, whoever you're connected with, someone may have a hidden agenda. And I'm getting, you want to watch, because I'm getting the word theft as well, okay? So just be careful.
Oh, my gosh. Okay? Well, there's a male or a female. Well, a female is a sibling of mine. That's happening on the side, but that's an inheritance issue. But my money, my stuff, so it's either the one that's coming in, that's a trickster, like one of these partners, or it's a friend of mine who's trying to take one of my creative ideas and actually make money. It's like a theft anyway. Is it the last one? The one
they're
that
not giving me that. That's something that you're going to have to figure out on your own, okay?
Yeah,
but what they are saying is, just send love to everyone involved. Just send love, okay?
I do. And I do.
Yeah, don't, you know, forgive them. Everybody does the best they can at the moment. Just send them love. And this is going to help you, to really move forward. And I see Archangel Ariel with you and her beautiful, she's always there with that beautiful tiger and lion or whatever. And she's with you, and she's going to give you the strength that you need to go forward, okay?
Yeah.
She'll help with all your material needs.
Thanks.
And just know, like, you know, you may feel like, oh, my gosh, how can I go forward? It's sort of like you created this in a way, the situation, and you can uncreate it by, you know, creating something different. So you're not stuck in this situation. You're not trapped. It's just an illusion. And when you remove that illusion, you're going to be able to go forward.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
And that's where Archangel Ariel is coming.
I understand.
To help Caroline.
Beautiful.
And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and thank you for calling us this morning.
Thank you so much, DC. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, now I want to warn everyone that there's the lady I stay with fosters animals, and we have a dog right now. And the dog, you may hear her whining at times, and it's because the lady I'm staying with has left the house, and the dog is convinced that the woman's never coming back and she's all alone. So that's
you know, Barbara,
she's
the dog makes noises at time. I think the dog is listening to the show actually and commenting.
She may be doing that too.
The dog is quiet. Yeah, until it's the opportune time to talk, and the dog is really listening to us.
I keep muting, and then I forget that I've muted, and then I unmute, and I think I'm muted, and then she makes noises, and I'm realizing, oh, no, they can hear all that. Okay. I don't even know why I had to say all that, but I did. Okay. So, Caroline,
yes.
Jesus wants to actually do some work on you while he's talking. So just be comfortable and be open. I am not sure exactly what this work is, but, hey, we're about to find out. Okay, here we go. My beloved, you are coming more and more into your power, and you know this. You can feel it. Just like you know that these projects that you are imagining are going to happen, and you are going to have everything that you need. We want you to go within even more. And we know that you do go within. You do listen to your guidance. You get the intuitive messages, and that is wonderful. But we want you to do it even more. And we want you to look at these two investors that have come forward to be of help to you. And we want you to really feel their energy in connection with the project that you want their assistance with. You may want to, you know, imagine that you are in a room and the project is there and one of the investors is there and you are there. And there's a circle of energy around all of you. So you are in this circle. And just sit for a moment and feel the energy in that circle. See what kind of messages come up for you. See if you are being told anything about either of the investors. Give yourself the time to connect with what you are creating. If you do this with each of them, you will know which one is right for the project that you are thinking of. And you may do this with several different projects. You may have more than one investor, so that you can have more than one project. And you will see which project is right for each investor. We say this because we don't want you to limit yourself. We want you to embrace this opportunity. And when you think of sharing what you are doing with your children, that is absolutely wonderful that you want to do that. We encourage you to let it go. And it's not that we don't believe that your children would benefit, but let it be their choice, not yours. You can offer them the opportunity, and if they decline, let it go. Do not push them. Remember, if you are pushing them, you are actually moving them away from you. Do not push. Invite. And accept whatever the answer is. We do see that there is potential for both of them to join you at some time. It just may not be now. So let your main focus be on you and on what you are creating. And you have some little bits of resistance, and the angels are taking that away because you don't need it. You don't need it at all.
we are opening you up more and more to just seeing situations as situations and then deciding what is for your highest good in that situation. This is you having the power, not the situation having the power. This is you making your choices, not being a victim and having your choices made by someone else. This is about you becoming you. This is about you shining brightly. This is about you inspiring the world. There is so much here for you. And we want you to embrace it, to accept it. And in each moment, decide what is for the highest good. And to let everything else. You are shifting into that beautiful energy of love that allows you to create, to manifest all of your desires. And we want you to accept that and know that, yes, that is you. Yes, it is possible. Yes, you are that powerful. Yes, you have that backing from your team and from people in the physical. You have so many on your side. And we want you to just breathe in that love, that unconditional acceptance of you, that unconditional acceptance of what you are creating, that unconditional acceptance of your own power. And just let everything else go.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Wow. I lost my voice.
You got your all choked up, see?
Wow, that was so lovely. Thank you. Oh, my gosh, that was like heavenly. I appreciate that. I really do. I appreciate Jesus, you know, and all my angels and archangels and all the helpers and my family members. So I thank you so much, ladies. This has been a remarkable Tuesday morning.
Wonderful.
My day started, yeah, it's been really beautiful. So I thank you for allowing these messages to come through, you know, because I really need it. I really need it at this moment, you know. So thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You know, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. And they're saying that you're doing a great job, so, you know, keep up the good work. They know that you can create more than you've imagined. So it's not about working hard. It's about working smart.
Smart. Well, while I'm working hard, I'm very conscious that I'm working smart.
Good. And, you know, you might want to use that website, Fiverr, I think, F-I-V-E-R.
I do. I'm very I'm aware of it. Yeah, for flyers and stuff. It's really neat.
And for your assistant, to find an assistant.
Yeah, thank you. Ooh, that was a clever one. They do have those little office admin that that'll be easy. That's a smart one. Thank you. Wow, somebody's thinking this morning. I forgot about that one. I use them for flyers and for posters and little, you know, I even tell people to go there, you know, for writing, you know, and also PR releases. So that's beautiful. Yeah, they're so, well, if you get like an American or a British or even South African, they speak great, you know, the English. There are some that don't speak the language, so it's kind of like, you know, they're probably very creative people, and it's just a shame that sometimes the language, you know. I tried to do my logo, and didn't work out, so I'll start all over again, you know, with another one. but it's quite all right. It wasn't, you know, it's neither here nor there. But I do like Fiverr. It's great, you know. It's a great place to go, you know, and it's very reasonable.
Yeah. So look there for your assistant. And
yay. That's even better.
Be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you. Very good. Hint. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Very helpful.
You're welcome.
Have a lovely
day.
Well, you too. You as well. Thank you for your time. You know, that's also very, you know, generous, both of you, you know, for staying with me for so long. I appreciate it, you know.
Well, it makes you are worth it, so don't worry
Aww.
About it.
I love that. Thank you. You're very sweet. Have a lovely day.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
Okay. Oh, I think my computer was working perfectly just up till that minute.
Oh, well.
So, Carolyn, you're still there. Okay, you are muted. Okay. All right. Well, you know, do you see that? DC, when we started, we had a whole list of callers, and over the course of the show, all of the other callers have left. So apparently Carolyn is the one we were supposed to focus on today.
My goodness. That was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I have a friend she's typing to me on Facebook, and I was telling her I'm live on air. So I want to see if she wants a birthday message.
Okay.
I'm asking her. Let's see. My goodness. Have you noticed, Barbara, has the energy been different for you now? I'm still noticing, like, there's still some lingering energy from our, like, solar eclipse. It's not as bad, but it just comes and goes, like, in spurts. It's like the crazy energy is still around a little bit.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm still going through this whole whatever I'm going through.
Yeah. I thought it was just me. I mean, it's been crazy. And my internet is not working properly. I'm glad I got to connect with you today, because yesterday it was just on and off like a light switch. And I have to have my cable provider to come out. They've got to come out and fix it. They came out yesterday and they didn't do anything. And I had a call back, so they're going to be coming out again. So I've got to get it fixed. It's just terrible. But I'm just going with the flow. I'm trying to just, you know, go with the flow here, not, you know, not go crazy, just go with the flow. So that's what I'm doing.
It's doing weird stuff to a lot of electronics. I was watching a TV show with the lady that I live with, and she uses her cell phone to put it up on the big screen of the TV, because everything goes through the internet. And she couldn't get the picture. She got the sound. We could hear it, but we couldn't see anything. And it turned out that after every commercial break, I had to go over and touch her phone, and the picture would come back.
Wow.
And I have no idea what that was.
Oh, I know. Yeah, electrical devices, they're just going crazy. I think the energy's on, like, overload, maybe. It's just crazy. But on a happier note, one of my grandsons turned 7, so they had a birthday party for Xavier and his little sister, Violet. They had, like, a joint birthday party. She turned 1. And her mom baked a beautiful cake, put a big piece in front of her, and she was just shoveling it into her mouth. She was covered, and we said, Violet, you know, did you eat that birthday cake? And she just says no. And she's covered with cake from head to toe. It was the cutest little thing. Did you eat that cake? And she's just like, say no, no. I'm like, oh, my goodness. her mommy, you know, knew enough
one.
To take her birthday. Yeah, she took her birthday dress off, put her in her little diaper, put her in her high chair, gave her massive piece of cake, and she was just covered. And it was the most adorable little thing. Oh, my goodness. So I have been spending more time with my grandkids. So that's such an enjoyable time, Barbara. Oh, my goodness. When the energy gets funky, I hang out with the kids.
Yeah.
I just hang out with my grandkids. Yeah. And little Jackson, he says, oh, yeah. She waves, she shakes her head no. So together they have yes and no down really good. Every answer from him is, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Then you're
so
covered.
We got all our bases are covered. Well, my friend, I guess she didn't see the message, so I guess it's not meant that she get a birthday message today. I'll send her one later via the messenger here.
Okay.
But you know what, Barbara? Whatever question that anyone has right now, if they're not asking, you know, or they're not raising their hand, of course we know that love is the answer to every question that we have. And connect with Jesus, connect with Mother Mary, connect with the angels. And just, you know, surround, you know, whatever it is, a situation, a relationship, surround it with love. And when we ask,
yes,
you know, Jesus to come in and heal our situation with love, immediately you're going to feel that divine presence with you. And, you know, always remember to just speak loving words, you know, think loving thoughts. Or if you're writing something, try to do it, you know, in a loving way, because that is the highest energy that we have, you know,
yes,
to work
it
with.
Is.
And when we do work with this miraculous energy, there's healings, there's opportunities. We attract, you know, more beautiful relationships, and there are going to be, like, a lot of miracles that are coming our way. Okay, so she just saw my message, I guess, my friend. But love is always the answer, you know, and even, you know, if people act a crazy way and stuff, just try to send them love. I think that's the best thing that
yeah.
we could do, is always send love,
it is.
You know?
Yeah.
It is.
And
I've been hiding. I'm still hiding, Barbara. I don't answer my phone too much. Like I said, I can't take the energy, you know. My husband doesn't understand it. I'm just like crazy. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't answer the phone, you know.
Well, I'm getting that you should explain about the eyes thing for
the
Cheryl.
Mother Mary reading.
Yes.
I'm
getting that may be something that she would really benefit from. And she's
okay,
listening.
Okay,
so.
Well, yes, Carolyn, I had an experience in 2008 when I connected with Mother Mary. We stood inches apart. No words were ever spoken, and she looked into my eyes, and I knew she was looking beyond my eyes and into my soul. The whole experience lasted maybe 2 minutes, but it felt like an eternity, and every time I think of it, it's just like as if it almost, you know, just happened like seconds ago. And the really cool thing is that, like I said, it happened in 2008, but now we're in 2017, and Mother Mary said, DC, it is time. So she has encouraged me, and I've asked people to send me pictures of their eyes. And I look into the picture, but Mother Mary is the one that's looking into your eyes and into your soul, and she brings about the messages that you need to hear. So it's a really cool, you know, experience. It's a wonderful opportunity. And, you know, this is Morning with Jesus. If anyone's listening, they want to make a donation, Barbara has a donate button on her website. I will gladly do a Mother Mary eyes reading. And it's something that, you know, it's hard to even explain until you experience it yourself. It's really beautiful. Each reading is as different as the person. Whatever you need to know about Mother Mary brings forward. If there's any kind of, you know, past life healings, that comes forward too. It's just amazing. So that's what, you know, the eyes reading is all about. You connect, you get an opportunity to connect with Mother Mary one-on-one through your eyes, and she looks into your eyes and into your soul. And I'm awaiting your response, Barbara. She's telling me to ask Barbara, Barbara, are you sending another picture or are you using the old one?
I am going to take a picture today and send another picture.
Okay, because you still have more. You've had the most going on of everyone that I've done readings for. I was like, there's a party going on up there, Barbara. Oh, my goodness. It was just totally amazing. I don't even, there wasn't even any more room in those eyes. My goodness.
Well, I hope I don't run out of room. Okay, I guess this is your friend who's called in. So, for her birthday.
Okay, her name is Linda. Hi.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda. Thank you for calling us this morning.
Hi, how are you? And
we're doing good, and we would like to wish you a happy birthday from, you know, Morning with Jesus. And of course, the angelic realm is all clapping, and they're saying happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're so welcome. Is there anything that's on your mind today that you'd like, you know, to get a message, of course, from Jesus directly? Barbara's going to channel a beautiful message for you. And if there are, you know, if anything that you're thinking about, let us know, please.
My mind just keeps going, but nothing really in particular. I mean, if something, you know, if you're feeling something or something is coming up or resonating with me, I would be glad to know, but I really don't have anything in particular to ask.
Okay. That's always good. You're just open to whatever guidance comes through then, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay, so the first thing I see is Archangel Michael, and he's saying, Linda, this is your friend Mike. He's saying that you and he have a beautiful connection together.
Mm-hmm.
And he's letting you know that there's going to be so many beautiful changes coming, you know, for you, and they're going to be very positive as well. There's going to be new opportunities. And this is a time for you, you know, if you've had that nudge to make those changes, it's the time to just, you know, go forward, make the changes, and know that Archangel Michael is with you. Any kind of roadblocks that you have are lifting, and you're going to see that everything is going to move very fast for you. I'm getting balanced karma, a miracle, okay? And
uh-huh.
Archangel Michael is beside you. He's giving you the courage and strength that you need as well as the self-confidence, okay? And he's talking about, you know, living your life's purpose, and he's talking about your spiritual path as we're connecting, Linda,
okay?
Archangel Shamuel coming forward. And Archangel Shamuel is talking about you're going to have a revelation that's going to lead to change. And, Linda, it's time to really spread those wings of yours and really fly. Okay, you might have been procrastinating a little bit. There's going to be something that happens. It's going to be a situation. You're going to have to deal with it. And then it's going to bring about freedom and as well as an awakening. Okay?
Okay.
And the way you see yourself, the way that you look at Linda and the way you see the world is going to be forever changed, Linda. Okay? You're embracing a path that really connects you with your heart's desires, okay? So you've got to listen to your intuition. It's really going to be a time that, like I said, it's going to happen rapidly, but it's going to be a change for you that's going to bring about a lot of freedom, okay?
Okay.
So whatever it is that you're seeking, whether it's the right relationship or maybe a divinely guided career, Archangel Shamuel is going to help you with this and ask that you follow your intuition, you know? And this is the way that this beautiful angel is going to connect with you. We have Archangel Metatron, and he's a very powerful angel. And you must have, you know, really done something well because he's congratulating you. And I'm getting there's going to be success around you.
Hmm.
And really he's showing me there's going to be a lot of joy as well as accomplishments, okay? So
mm-hmm.
he's going to help you to really increase your motivation and help with those energy levels. And I don't know if you heard about Archangel Metatron's. It's called a Metatron's Cube or Merkaba.
Oh, I never heard of
and
it.
This, he has like this cube, and it helps to really manifest your dreams faster than seems like possible. Okay,
uh-huh.
So it's sort of like it warps time and space. Okay?
Okay.
And Mother Mary is coming in. She's joining you, and she wants you to trust that God is with you and he's, you know, he's answering all your prayers right now, Linda. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's giving you reassurance, asking you to, you know, beloved one, relax with faith and trust in God's infinite intelligence. You know, keep your eyes open because doorways are opening, and they're the answers to your prayers. Okay? You're going to be guided in, you know, what steps to take, and you're going to have divine results. So I get this message, you know, every now and then, get out of your own way. And this is sort of like one of those for you. Get out of your own way. Surrender any fears, any worries, and don't try to, you know, control the situation. Just trust that God in his infinite wisdom and love has the, you know, the right answers that you're needing right now, Linda.
Okay?
And Mother Mary is with you, and she's holding you in her heavenly embrace. Okay? And she's going to help you to, you know, move forward and give you the freedom to, you know, to really go forward in the present and into the future is what she's saying. is going to help you. You're holding some old and heavy emotions. Okay, they may be connected with your mom in some respect, but she's going to help you to get rid of those emotions that you're carrying. Okay? And as well, Jesus is coming in, and he's with you too, and he's going to help with relationships as well. Okay, so Mother Mary and Jesus are going to come in. They're going to help with relationships so that you can move forward. And just trust that God has a beautiful and wonderful solution for you. And what I'm getting is just, you know, just hold on to that faith and optimism for the future. And keep, you know, keep staying positive, because everything looks absolutely wonderful, Linda, that's coming your way.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I'm getting, you know, a check or whatever, make sure that you, you know, get yourself a little something first, because it says, yeah, you know what, I'm, you know, I'm Linda, I'm important. And this is a loving form of care. So when you invest in yourself, you're also investing in the present, but also in the future. Okay? Make sure you treat yourself well, and especially today, today's your birthday. If you can get out a little bit, like outside to a quiet area, that's going to help as well, because your thoughts within your head are sort of a little blocked, and it's blocking your manifestation right now.
Okay.
Okay? So you really need to get outside, you know, where it's nice and, you know, I'm getting the grass, water, whatever you can get connected to, okay?
Okay.
That'll. So you have Archangel Ariel coming in, and she's going to help you to have that faith and, you know, positive outlook that you need, and to be optimistic. And she's saying, not allow like any kind of negative energy or any kind of setbacks to interfere with your path, Linda. Keep going and walk in faith. Okay?
Okay.
And I don't know if you have a gratitude list, but, you know, you could say aloud, or you could write down things that you're grateful every day. And when we focus on gratitude, it's as if the universe just wants to keep gifting us more and more. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And with that being said, I'm told that Jesus wants to talk to you right now, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you, Linda. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much. That was a beautiful read. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, Linda, let's see what Jesus wants to say.
Okay.
My beloved.
Pardon me?
We see so much within you. We want to help you as our birthday gift to you.
Oh.
We want to surround you with a host of angels to help you to let go of what you no longer need to hang on to. You have beliefs that say that your life has to have some suffering and struggling, and that's not true. And we're going to take that away from you.
Aww.
And we're going to empower you with love. You may feel your heart expanding.
Aww.
And that's a wonderful thing. Because we are opening you up to loving yourself. And to accepting that loving yourself is the most important thing that you can do. And we are going to repeat that. It is the most important thing that you can do to actually love you.
Aww.
And just accept that. Breathe that in. Feel that energy. Know that it is the truth, because it is the truth.
Aww.
And we are opening you more and more to that love of you. Because you deserve it. Because you are wonderful. Because you are a blessing to the world, and it is time for you to accept that. And to know that you don't need to prove your worth. You have value. And you are loved simply because you are loved.
Oh, that is beautiful. Thank you so much.
I want you to breathe that in. Just let yourself breathe it in and let it flow through every cell of your body. You are one of those beautiful beings who has put everything and everyone else before you in your life. And we'd like for you to give yourself the birthday present of putting yourself
first. From this moment forward, to always look at what is for your highest good first. We know that this kind of change is not necessarily easy, but we also know that it's worth it. When you are living your life from the knowing that you deserve whatever it is you desire, and that you don't have to be responsible for anybody else. Only one you are responsible for is you. And this opens you up to love in ways that you can't even imagine. And this is the love that you deserve. And this is the love that we want to help you to feel, to live, to experience, to create from, so that you know your power and you know your beauty. It's time for you to love you.
That's beautiful.
And it's okay.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Oh, my God, thank you. That is a beautiful message.
Well, it's not just a message. We're actually working on you, too, so.
Oh, thank you so much. That is so beautiful. It really is. That was such an incredible message for me from my birthday, from both of you, that I so greatly appreciate it. And, oh, my God, my heart goes out to you. I love you both. And I thank you so much.
And, Linda, you have the angel of manifestation with you. You have the angel of manifestation with you, reminding you that nothing is impossible as long as you put your mind to it, okay?
Okay.
So this beautiful angel is giving you extra energy and support right now so that you can manifest your dreams into reality. And as we know, you know, that we choose to manifest, but we sort of are co-creators with the universe. So you know, is another key to really manifesting is we've got to let go. We put that intention out there and then let it go.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I will do that.
And you're going to see how things just start to, you know, really get into alignment for you, and it's going to be beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'm so glad we connected. I was worried about you.
Right. As we were saying earlier, the energy was it's very crazy right now. We're still feeling the energy of the solar eclipse.
Okay.
And it's just like so crazy, especially light workers. Correct, Barbara?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Well,
on the earthly realm, much because it was like zapping us. It was just too much.
I know. I thank you so much. I love you both, and I appreciate everything. And it's a beautiful birthday. I couldn't have a nicer birthday message. Let me just say that. I thank you so much. And you have a pleasant day, the both of you, and God bless you. And I've got to get on the show again. This is incredible. So,
well, you're welcome to come back anytime.
Oh, thank you so much. You two ladies have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You as well.
And you too.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay, DC, we've done our work for today.
Yay.
I sure feel good. I hope everybody else does too.
Barbara, oh my goodness, yes, it was just an incredible time together, and we've all gotten our daily dose of our vitamin G for God. I just feel so incredible. Yeah, you can't buy that in the you know, in the pharmacy as of yet, so you've got to get it here.
Okay, everyone, we will talk to you again on Thursday. We hope everyone has a beautiful day. Well, we hope everyone has a beautiful life. And thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you again on Thursday. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.